a total lunar eclipse is when the moon becomes dark, literally. Lunar eclipses always occur at a time of a full moon. Monday night, if you go out and look at the moon, you'll see a bright full moon, and then if you do these observations between about 1 and 3:30, you'll actually see a shadow move over the moon, and there'll be a period of about an hour and a half where it is darkened.
Will the moon also look red, or it take on a different color?
Well, we'll have to see. It depends. Sometimes they are completely dark, so you'd have a very hard time finding it. Recent lunar eclipses, however, it has been kind of a brightish copper color, and something like it's often compared to the color of a penny. Now, I think it's going to be in this reddish color this time, but we'll have to see.
Why does this happen?
We can think of the moon orbiting the Earth. It goes around, and that orbit has a plane. What happens is, of course, both the Earth and the moon shine by reflected sunlight. Well, the Earth is an opaque object, so it casts a shadow out in space and back of it. So in other words, you have the sun, the Earth, and then there's a shadow going far back into space. And at time of a lunar eclipse, the moon moves into that shadow, so it's the Earth is blocking the sunlight, and so it doesn't have any light of its own, so it becomes dark. Why are they completely dark sometime, and why are they this penny color at other times? The reason is that there can be a little bit of a light come through the Earth's atmosphere. So if you were on the moon looking at in the direction of the Earth or sun at that time, you see a bright rim that corresponds to the Earth's atmosphere. So if the Earth's atmosphere is clean, meaning there aren't a lot of particles in high in the Earth's atmosphere, then some of this light from the sun leaks through and casts a little bit of reddish light on the moon. However, if there have been volcanic eruptions recently, large volcanic eruptions in the last few years, it blows ash high into the atmosphere and makes the Earth's atmosphere essentially either translucent or opaque, and then there's no light coming in and it's completely dark.
What are scientists looking for when they view such an event?
Right off the bat, I can't think of any major scientific consequences or advantages of an eclipse of the moon, but it's illustrations of the power of modern science that we can predict these things years in advance. So I'd view it more as going out and enjoying this beautiful phenomenon of nature and looking at it and thinking about what it is.